Pressing on.
Amen.
Amen. Pressing on.
Amen.
Amen. So, anyway, it's good to have this time of fellowship with all the saints regarding the children. So many districts and even other localities joining us this morning. So this morning we want to see the importance of the children's work in the church. So before I get into the outline, just a couple of words. One is, our fellowship this morning is not just for the serving ones. We may wonder, you know, some younger, maybe in high school, some are grandparents, and anyone in between. But we really hope the saints see that this is not something that's just for the serving ones, not just for the parents, but it's of crucial importance for the whole church. Right? The second point that we really hope comes out from our fellowship, in the title, right, we have children's work. And actually, we hope that we would all see that this is not just the children's work. Actually, we should see that this is the Lord's Lord is working on us, right? Through the children's work, the Lord actually is working on us.
Amen.
We want to see that, you know, the children's work is not just something that happens on Lord's Day for the 2-3 hours that we're here on Lord's Day, but really it is something that happens in our homes, day to day, in many different places throughout the week. So we hope that we can all see this morning. You know, with our children, we realize actually it's not so much what we say to them, but really it is who we are that they understand, or what that's what they learn, right? Is who we are. We may try to tell them something. I have this experience a lot. I try to tell my children this, right? They do it one time. You think they got it now, and then the next day, do this. They do it. They may not do it, right? Simple things, right? So we realize, right, what we say to our children it takes a long time to get through to them. But really what our children will remember and what they will see is who we are. We are really patterns to our children. I was even convicted in preparing for this morning. Lord, how am I at home, right? Am I one who is in your presence? Am I one, even actually our sharing from this morning regarding the God-man living, this fully applies our consideration of the children's work, right? How are we before our children? Are we ones in the Word? Are we ones expressing the Lord? Or are we expressing something else, right? Eventually we see, right, what we are is what our children will become. All right, we need to be patterns. So how about we read the title of our message altogether? The importance of the children's work in the church. Right, so we want to see the importance of the children's work in the church, right, this morning. Okay, let's come to the verses. Why don't we read through some of these verses? We can just look it up and we can read it as we find it. We'll start with Deuteronomy 6, 7 to 9. So if we have it, as soon as you have it, why don't we read it? Deuteronomy 6, 7 to 9. Amen. Amen. And you shall repeat them to your children, and speak about them when you sit in your house, and when you journey on the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them on your hand as a sign, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Amen. So, here, right, in Deuteronomy, the commandments, you shall repeat them. These are the commandments, right? We should repeat them to your children, right? Actually, we should speak the word to our children. As we are at home in our daily life, right, we should speak the word to them. And I especially appreciate, right, it doesn't say it in a general way, just speak to them, but it gives you specific instances, right, in this verse. When you sit in your house, when you're there at home, you're sitting, dinner table, you're sitting in your living room. This is the time to repeat them, right? Repeat the word. Speak the word to your children. right? When you journey on the way, when you're driving in your car, right? You can speak the word to them. You can have children's songs playing, right? My children, too much on their devices, right? I think this is common. You put on a children's song, CD or something, and actually it has an effect, right? They look up, they start to sing along. So I appreciate, right? Even when we're journeying, we can have the words being spoken to them. When you lie down, right? Before you go to bed tonight, read the Bible, right? You can read with them. Doesn't matter how small they are, you can read portions of the Word with them. When you rise up, you're exercised to touch the Lord in the morning, to enjoy the Lord. Your children see this, right? And they see you as a pattern, one who is always in the Word. These other verses, you shall bind them on your hand. They shall be as frontlets, right? When your children see you, they should see the Word, right? Right? They should just see the Word there. Even on the doorpost, they come into the house, they know, right? This is where the Word is, right? We enjoy the Word in this house. We enjoy God in this house. Let's read the next verse. Proverbs 22:6. Child, according to the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Right, so train up a child. Actually, we realize, right, those who are parents, we realize a lot of our time is training up the children, right? Giving them the proper way to live, proper humanity, right? Actually, we want them to have the best humanity so that eventually God could fill them, right? So they need to be shaped. They need to be trained. And somewhat like I was saying before, it doesn't just happen one time. You know, you repeat to them. I tell my own children, right, brush your teeth. Okay, brush your teeth in the morning. Really? Do I have to brush my teeth? Yes, you have to brush your teeth. Okay, the next day you check with them. Did you brush your teeth? They're like, oh, I didn't have time. You have to brush your teeth, right? So train up a child, the proper way to live, right? How to behave, how to speak, right? How to eat, right? You use a fork and a knife. Don't eat the food with your fingers, right? All these different things. It seems very small, but this is, right, according to, we are training up a child. This is our commission from the Lord as parents and as future parents, some grandparents, what have you. Right? So how to behave, how to speak, and all the practical thing. All this thing, this training takes time, right? It takes a long, slow time. Sometimes very frustrating for the parents, but anyways, it takes time, right? Little by little. This kind of proper humanity gets trained little by little. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:15. Babe, you have known the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Right, so here we have Timothy, right? From a babe, he had known the sacred writings through his mother and his grandmother, right? They spoke to him about the things of God, and then at the proper time, right, he was these sacred writings were able to make him wise unto salvation. And eventually we see actually Timothy is a very good pattern, because eventually he became such a useful vessel to God. Amen. Right, so he was trained from when he was very young in the things of God, and eventually he became even a co-worker to Paul. Very good. Let's read Acts 16:31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household. Right? So you and your household shall be saved. So through us, right? Actually, through us, our children are saved. Right? At the proper time, they have an opportunity to come to God. Let's read the last two verses. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So in this verse we see, actually, for the children's work, we need a lot of prayer, right? Prayer in one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers, right? So this is all the saints, right? It's not limited to just those serving the children. It's not limited to just the parents. But how can we, you know, how do we all have a part as a church? We can all pray for the children. We can all pray for the children's work, right? And then Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, endure in tribulation, persevere in prayer. So persevere in prayer. It's not a prayer of one time, but it's a persevering prayer, right? A prayer that continues even for the all the years of our children are with us, right? Really, the children's work is something that takes perseverance, and especially perseverance in prayer. Amen. Okay, so how about we come to the outline? Let's read the first Roman numeral all together. In the past,
we did not focus on the children's work. However, if children's education is not developed, it will be difficult to have a healthy society.
Right, so we see, right, actually in society, any nation, any country that wants to be a strong country, to have a positive future, to advance, right, they don't spend... They do spend some time, but they don't spend too much time focused on the older generations, right? They don't focus on those who are retired and whatnot, but they spend a lot of focus, a lot of time and energy on the children, right? And actually we see we should be the same, right? The church life is a kind of a society, and in our church life, we need to realize that the children's education is very crucial, very important. Right, our future, actually we realize our future in the church life really depends on the next generation.
Amen.
Right, it depends on the children. And it's a long term, right? We have 5 and 6 year olds among us, right? We think, you know, what can we do with these ones that are so naughty and they don't listen and they run away from the children's meeting? But we have to have the right view, right? Not get caught in the moment. But have the long-term view. Actually, these little ones are the future of the Lord's recovery. So it is worth our time. We'll see that eventually. It's worth our time to spend time with them. Right? Even these ones that are among us now, they can be a strengthening factor in the church and even in the Lord's recovery. You know, even from my time in Irvine, I've been here a while now, and I realized, preparing for this, I was thinking, you know, there were some that I knew in 5th and 6th grade, and they were very, they were good kids, but still naughty kids, right? They didn't like to be in the meeting, or they would just pay attention, whatever. So you have a certain thought. But now I really appreciate, right, through their being just in the church life, being in the children's meeting, eventually being in the junior high, high school, and then college, even going on to the full-time training, these ones today really are strengthening factors, not even just here in Irvine, but they are definite, they have definite impact in the localities where they are, even for the Lord's recovery, Lord's recovery's advance, right, on the whole earth. So I'm encouraged, even there are some this morning that I see that I knew when they were much younger, but I realize, wow, the Lord has really moved on in these ones, right? So again, it's a long-term view, right? And our view today is that shaping them, right? Making them the proper vessels, giving them the right, helping to develop their proper humanity,
yeah,
so that at the right time, when God calls them, they can become so useful to the Lord's recovery. Amen. Okay, let's read point two.
At the beginning, the children's meeting was taking care for the saints who brought their children to the meeting. It was simply a child care service. Gradually, the matter of preparing teachers came in, and we compiled materials.
Amen. So this this point, Brother Lee speaks of somewhat of the history of the children's service in the Lord's recovery. And at the beginning, actually, initially, right, Brother Lee found that the American society was very involved with the children. So when the saints would come to the meeting, they would bring their children. They wouldn't leave them at home. They would bring them. They would sit in the meeting. They would be in the meeting. for most saints, this was okay. For the parents, it was sometimes hard because, you know, a six-year-old to sit in a meeting for an hour, hour and a half, very difficult, right? You know, you would tell the child, the parents would have to tell the child, you know, shh, don't make so much noise, sit patiently, don't fidget around, keep your hands to yourself. So eventually, though, the brothers realized, actually, this sets a wrong... So the child's experience of the meeting was always, shh, don't say anything, sit still, right? Don't move. So their taste, actually, for the meeting was not so good, right? So eventually, when they became junior high or high school, they'd be like, I can't do anything in the meeting, I just sit there, right? So we realized, right, the brothers realized, we need to have a different way than just having them in the meeting. So initially then, there was a kind of a feeling of it would just be babysitting, take care of them in the meeting. But the brothers did eventually realize, actually, this is a good opportunity to speak something to the children, to infuse them with the proper view of humanity, again, building their proper character. This really is the focus of the children's work, right? Is that their vessel would be prepared. So eventually, right, brothers realized they needed to cultivate the proper humanity. Eventually, there was some progress made in training teachers, in preparing material, and having a very good arrangement. And we have that, we have some progress in that even today. But we realize, actually, the Lord wants to go further. And even our prayer is that we wouldn't become kind of stuck in our way. You know, even when we went to districts, there was a change in the way that we did our children's meeting. According to, you know, a lot of the points being fellowshipped here. But our feeling, even now, we don't want to remain in that, right? We don't want to think we've arrived, we figured out how to do this. But we really want to be always before the Lord regarding our children's work. Okay, let's read the next two points together. From our experience,
we feel that children's work is very important. Children's work should not simply be babysitting in order for the saints to come to the meetings. However, children's work has another function, that is to cultivate and nurture our next generation. This is worthy of our careful
Amen, right. This is worthy of our careful consideration and examination. So I'm going to stop here and have Brother Noah share. But my prayer really is that we would realize that these years are very crucial, right? They're worth our time. They're worth our prayer. They're really worth our consideration. What we're cultivating them, we're nurturing them, not just for a particular meeting, you know, children's meeting right now, but really it's with a long-term view for the Lord's recovery, for the Lord's going on, even on the whole earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints, if you were waiting for Brother Tom, I'm sorry, I disappointed you. Alan and I, we are involved with the children's work in a church in Irvine. Brother Tom is somewhere else, I don't know where. So we have to be here, so we'll do our best. Please bear with us. We are this, all, like all of you, being discipled.
Amen.
So, amen. I'd like to stick to the outline because we don't have that much time left. Let's read the Roman numeral 3 together. The children's work has an additional function, which is to gain the families of the children. I'd like to emphasize the word an additional function. Children's work has an additional function. Children's work is not only cultivate and prepare our children. According to 2 Timothy 2:21, we use this verse often to describe the goal of the children's work. The first aspect, which is preparing all our children as a vessel unto honor, useful to the master. This is our view, first view. So we speak to them while they are with us. We infuse to them the word of God, and they also see us, our living, so they can be prepared unto as a vessel unto honor. But, saints, now I'm making a shift there is an additional function with the children's work. This additional function is the children's work is the gospel work. I'll say again, the children's work is a gospel work. To gain not only the children, but the families of the children. When I say children here, I'm not talking about the children in the church. I'm talking about the children outside of the church and their families. And when I say the gospel work, I don't mean that our own children will grow up. They go to the sixth graders conference and they will be saved one day. No, I'm talking about reaching out to the children in our community, and ultimately, their families. Amen. Saints, do you see this?
Amen.
Do you believe this?
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's an additional function to the children's work. Amen. Okay, let's read A together. Children like to make friends. It is particularly easy for children between the ages of
6 and 12 to make friends.
We can stop there. Children like to make friends. It is particularly easy for children between ages of 6 and 12 to make friends. And they listen to their friends. Saints, our children are barrier breakers. I don't know, I think all of us here, we endeavor so much in the community to reach out to the community. We had a community team. I was kind of responsible local brother for the community team. So we had to go out door knocking. You know, they're looking up to me, you know, the brother, older brother. So I have to be calm, but I'm scared to death. Knocking on the door, I have nothing to say. You know, my heart is for them. I want them to be saved and, oh, enjoy our wonderful Jesus Christ. But just, okay. Hi. Anyway, saints, my point is, it is very hard to get into the community, get connected with them. But, you know, I have a six-year-old girl. You know, we go to the park. She plays, and she meets another five or six-year-old girl or boy, and then they become friends right away, and they play together. And then very quickly, I am talking to his or her dad. Hi, Noah. And then we're just talking, small talk, and we talk, when did you move here, and et cetera, et cetera. It's very easy. And also, we have a neighbor girl, couple of girls, you know, they come and play with my girl, and then my girl goes to their home, and I have to go and pick her up, so I go and then knocking on the door, and then, come on in. I don't know, when was your last time that you were invited by your neighbor to the living room? Maybe it will take 1 year, 2 years. But with children, it's so easy. Come on in. And I'm just sitting in the living room, chatting. And of course, I pray that there will be a gospel opportunity that child and family will be saved. But saints, the point is, children is a barrier breaker. Children is not liability. Children are opportunity, saints. Okay, let's read point one. It is therefore easy for a child to lead another child when the children sing hymns together, operating, spreads from one child to another child. Amen. At this point, I like to bring up the matter of the term that we may be a little bit familiar with recently, which is gospel seed. Our children are gospel seeds in the schools. And then there's a little bit of we have a wrong concept about this terminology, but we need because of our concept, we don't get the things that the Lord wants to reveal to us. When we say gospel seed, we don't mean that we train up our six-year-old girl and then go to school, first grade, and then during the recess, bring her a little friend and then show them the mystery of human life. Money doesn't satisfy. Education doesn't satisfy. Jesus satisfies. Saints, no! We don't mean, Brother Lee didn't mean that. When we say gospel seed, Brother Lee in the book, actually this fellowship is from the book called Raising Up Next Generation for the Church Life. It's a compilation of Brother Lee speaking. I highly recommend it for you to read that book. But according to that fellowship, gospel seed, he said, he is our inside helper. As I described earlier, they are sown in the school or in our neighbors, and they are our inside helpers. And also, when we say gospel seed, they themselves are seed. You know, many times, you know, I expect my girl to have the same heart like me, to invite her friends, you know, and help out the meetings. But, you know, recently, we heard this fellowship, and my wife and I decided to have a meeting, our family meeting, three of us, on Wednesday, so we can pray for some people, some unsaved people. And then I was surprised how selfish my little girl is. She doesn't want to pray about anybody else but herself. But, you know, I realized later on, I shouldn't be surprised. I shouldn't assume that our children, our child, will have the same heart like us. But, saints, as Alan shared, as we are cultivating this, infusing to them the Word of God and who we are, gradually, the seed will grow, and one day it will sprout. I remember my girl, they had a children's meeting and they brought different seeds, watermelon seeds, the beans, and put tomatoes, and then we put it in the pot, and then, actually I was also anxious to see the result, but my girl wanted to see. Next day, nothing there. Day after, nothing there. And then we kind of gave up. And then one day we went out, there's a bud, there's a sprout. In the same way, saints, our little kids, one day it will sprout. Amen. They will have a heart for their friends. They will say, do you like to come to our house? And then when they come, they will help us. They will not distract us. Not right now, they are distracting us rather than a lot of help. But since one day it will sprout, they'll go to junior high, high school, they will have the heart for others. They are the gospel seeds. They are our inside helpers. I have a few testimonies that the saints shared with us from, just for your information, not only in Irvine or Lake Forest, the other states in the United States, and other parts of the world, they are all endeavoring, taking up this burden. Additional function related to the children's work. So there's a testimony that I like to read to you. I thought it was quite encouraging. This is from another state. One of the most wonderful outcomes is that my children are learning to reach out to their friends. This is something I never did as a child, and I think it can be hard if they wait until junior high or high school to do so. I have frequently thought of Watchman's message, Confession with the Mouth. And he says that Christians need to start speaking right away or they will be dumb. Of course, the little ones are not speaking the gospel, but they do know that they are inviting their friends to hear about the Lord and the Bible. Maybe continue to open their mouths for the Lord all their lives. Part of the testimonies from the saints. But since we have our children, and they are the gospel seeds, and it's so easy for us to work in the community through our children. Okay, let's read two together. Our purpose, however, is not focused on the children, but even more through the children.
We want to reach their parents and
siblings. Amen. We want to reach not only children, but the entire household, the family. There's another testimony I'd like to share with you. This is from another locality nearby. Last term, they tried door knocking in a neighborhood and had no results. This term, one of the saint's children invited a friend, and that came and brought her brother. Also, the mother and the grandmother of the friend are also coming to neighbor's children's meeting. The friend's family just moved from Minnesota. But anyway, saints, not only they got a girl, but her brother came. And her grandma and mother also came. So, isn't this encouraging?
Yeah.
Don't compare the neighborhood children's meeting. One, two, don't compare with 15. To me, this is wonderful. And then also, not only their children, but their siblings and their family. I hope that we will pray. We'll consider this seriously. Our children's work is an additional function, which is the gospel work. Since we are in the recovery, we are waiting for the Lord's return. But while He's coming, we are here as a faithful slaves, we labor. We labor for the increase of Christ within, and also increase of Christ without.
Amen.
So may we may give a consideration in this matter and not take it lightly. Sorry. Okay, let's move on to Roman numeral 4. Let's read this together. There is not a definite way to take care of the children's work. There should not be only one aspect to the children's work. I appreciate this very much. There is no uniformed way to carry this out. Once we pick up the burden, whatever it works, there's no uniformed way. So we saw in Roman numeral 3, our children's work has an aspect of gospel. In order for us to carry this out, we need not a uniformed way, but various ways, different ways, many ways. We're going to read point A. Please pay attention to many, the word many and different. So let's read point A together. There should be many locations for the children's work. Meetings can be held. We can use different methods to conduct children's tests. There also should be goals, and the teaching materials should also
cover many aspects.
Amen. Many locations, different times, different methods, many goals, and teaching material should cover many aspects. Because of time, let's read one together. Having many locations, their meetings must have many locations. Every saint should open his home and have a children's meeting in his home. Saints, I hope that you will pay attention to the word every saint. Every saint. I mean every saint. Not only those who have children, if you are becoming a children soon, every saint. Your children already grew up and they're married. Every saint should open their homes and have children's meeting in their homes. Saints, if we are just limited by the first function of the children's work, we don't need this. We go to the meeting hall. Lord's Day. That's it, pretty much. But if we have this new view, our scope of work broadened, then all of a sudden, we need many ways, many locations, many different times. Because no matter how big the meeting halls are, you cannot fit all of them. And also it is not convenient for the children to come to the meeting from your neighbors. The best location is our homes. Brother Lee shared in that book, the way to work with children is the same way we are working with adults. We cannot take care of our new ones, shepherd the new ones in the meeting hall. We have to have a little small group and home meeting. In the same way, we need homes. We need homes to contain all these children outside of the church and their family and to take care of them. Amen. You know, I have kids. I have only one, but if you have two, three, four, your neighbor is not going to load them up and buckle them up and then go to the church in Irvine meeting hall. No. The best location is your home, in your neighbor. They don't have to be loaded in the car. They just can walk there. Many locations, saints, not only home, even the park. It doesn't matter. Whatever, it works. Let's read point two. When we say watching videotape, we don't mean Disneyland videos here. I think the brothers are considering maybe making the video presentation of all the children's work from various countries. And then we share it together and watch them. That'll be wonderful. Why we don't have this right now? Because we haven't developed it. The second aspect of children's work. And number three, together. Having many purposes, we can also contact the
children's parents and preach the gospel to them and to their relatives. This is the principle of our gospel work. The more people we contact, the better.
Four sisters. Since I like to add a snack in there. Another S. Very important. So we have a story, songs, and snack. Many ways. Whatever way it works. Five together. I know that some, even in church in Irvine, some groups, they have children's meeting in the evening. What's wrong with that? Some people after school, some saints, having different times after school, as long as it works. Saints, at this time, I'd like to read another testimony. I don't have that much time here. I was encouraged by some sharing that I heard. That basically there are many ways to do this. For example, we don't have to do it every week. I don't feel like I have stamina to host the children every week. But I was encouraged that we can just do what we can do. So 4-week sessions are what I can do right now. Another encouraging development is that another sister in our locality who lives 30 minutes from us is also going to begin a neighborhood children's meeting. She is doing a 3-week session to start with. She has 3 boys, 7, 9, and 11. She doesn't live close to their school, And she's afraid that if all three of her boys pass out invitations like we did, she would have more kids than she can manage. So instead, her boys are super excited to pass out invitations to the kids they know right around their home, which may be even better because they are warm doors. There are so many different ways to do this. In a home, at a park, every week, short sessions, inviting classmates, inviting neighbors. In every way, Christ is announced. Every situation is different, but we can consider our situation and labor accordingly. Okay, Saints, let's finish up. Let's read outline through all the way together, maybe B, brothers, sisters, alternating all the way to the end. B.
The way to carry out the children's work depends on the brothers taking the lead in the children's work.
You should not make any special arrangements to get teachers for the children's meetings in the meeting hall. Rather, we should find the number of younger brothers and sisters who meet regularly to be the teacher. This kind of service does not require much manpower.
We need to prepare material for the children's meeting. We should not have children's meetings without preparation. Could we read three all together one more time? The children's meeting should be in many locations at different times and use different methods. We hope that all the saints will pray concerning this matter and not take it lightly. This requires everyone's cooperation. Because of the time, saints, I cannot go through some things, but I'd like to read one more testimony. So, to carry out this kind of children's work, the saints need the support from the leading brothers in the church. And I really hope that this aspect, children's work, is also considered in different districts among you brothers. Of course, brothers in church in Irvine are behind this and support this. But anyways, I'd like to read this testimony, very encouraging. Their neighborhood children's meeting began 1 year ago with no neighborhood children. The host sister was disappointed. But after joining a Thursday evening coordination for the neighborhood children's meeting, she was encouraged by the leading brothers in their locality to continue to open their homes and shepherding, continue the children's meeting. So here, saints, she was not just encouraged by other saints, she was encouraged by the leading brothers. Yeah. Leading brothers were there. They meet every week for the children's work coordination and fellowship and prayer. So, hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, saints, I'd like to introduce two sisters. We have total four, but We not only have college trainees, YP trainees, community team trainees, we have also children's team trainees. Would you like to stand up?
So we have a few children's meetings that we are helping out with, and actually four. One of them, though, we're only going to be there for a few weeks, and I just want to share an encouraging testimony. This one is on Friday evening. So they just do an hour, and these saints just started 2 weeks ago. And they were encouraged by the leading brothers and by a fellowship in Diamond Bar, I think last month. And so there's two families, and they have open homes, and since they can't hold it every week, they change between the homes and keep it rich. But these things are just so burdened. And so the two little boys went to their school, and they handed out invitations, and then they got all their friends to come. And each child comes with 1 to 3 adults. So, you know, the room is, yeah, there's children around, and some of the saints are helping us do the singing, and the sisters are giving the stories, but also the room is filled with adults. And so not only are the children getting something, but there are people there for the gospel, open for the gospel. You know, when you take care of people's children, they're just way more open.